Teaching evidence-based medicine is probably the backbone of modern medicine, and Robin Featherstone, who's our librarian and resource to the new curriculum, will tell us a little bit about EBM and the new curriculum. It's probably in here.
Hello, I'm Robin Featherstone. I'm one of the theme leaders for evidence-based medicine in the new curriculum. My co-theme leader, Prashanto Chowdhury, is currently in the OR. He would very much like to be here, though, so I send his regards. And I'm going to talk today about the theme very briefly, but I'll just start by sharing an observation from this week. I've been teaching the first-year med school students this week and last week. And on Friday, in their big lecture hall, I polled the students and asked them, where's the first place you would go to look for information to answer the question, what is the treatment for asthma? And I gave them a list of 10 different tools, including expert opinion, textbooks, Google, up-to-date, Google Scholar. What do you think? 80% of them responded as being the first place they look. So you're absolutely right. Then I asked the same question, but I said, where would you look 15 years ago? All of the items on their list, except for two, were not available 15 years ago for them to search. And those would have been expert opinion and textbooks. The whole point was sort of to get them to think about how much information has really changed in the last 15 to 18 years and how much more is available to them. So obviously, with so many available places for them to find information, critical appraisal, evidence-based medicine is absolutely critical in the new curriculum. I have no conflict of interest to disclose. There are many objectives related to evidence-based medicine. I won't belabor the point. And Prashanto and I have been talking about having specific objectives for evidence-based medicine as a theme, because it's not really one course. We'll have objectives for each course, and we're still hammering that out ourselves. But this is really the backbone of what we're trying to develop. So right now, there is an evidence-based medicine course in the current curriculum. It all takes place in ICS, Introduction to Clinical Skills. Two lectures, one searching workshop, and four small groups. What we find is it's so isolated, it just doesn't connect to the rest of medicine, really. They're not thinking about it in the clinical setting, certainly. They're not thinking about it in terms of basis of medicine. So we really have a goal of stretching EBM through the entire 4 years of the curriculum. Prashanto and I are using the evidence-based medicine process to guide the order in which we're teaching in the program. So these steps, formulating the clinical questions, searching the evidence, and then appraising the evidence, will be what we use to guide the courses that are offered and the small groups that are offered in Fundamentals of Medicine and Dentistry. Is this a familiar diagram? Aliki's like nodding furiously. That's wonderful. So this is where we are in developing the curriculum. We're very much integrated into Block A, and I think this is a model for where we would like to be with some of the other blocks, which is to have lectures in small groups that work with the cases of the week so that students have an opportunity to talk about the research that has informed some of the clinical decisions that they'll talk about and look at the methodologies of those papers. And we're obviously going to have them work on PICO question formation first using broader scenarios and then in family medicine to actually bring it into the clinical environment and talk about real cases. Small groups will focus not just on formulating the question. We've used the acronym PICO. It stands for patient or problem, intervention, comparison, and outcome, and is a way to frame a clinical question to get very good results when you search databases, and also to develop an answerable question. And then we're going to be offering workshops on searching databases and other clinical tools to find the best quality evidence in a clinical environment. So focusing on searching quickly to get very relevant results with really low retrieval. So the rest of FMD after Block A is really going to have this journal club format, quite like what we see in the hospitals, where departments get together and they talk about a particular journal and then they journal article and then they discuss its implications for patient care. So those journal clubs will reflect the cases which are being described through all of the blocks. The lecture, again, is going to be focused on bringing the evidence-based medicine process into the realm of clinical care. And then we do have an assignment which will be included as part of the block mark. I'm really excited with the PICO project, and this summer have been involved with developing a pilot program with residents and have been thinking about, you know, how can we really solidify those skills in the resident population. The same time I was running many searches for the Center for Medical Education on the topic of residents as teachers. And it all just came, it all connected, because at the same time we were looking for facilitators and tutors for EBM and ICS, and we just couldn't come up with enough people. And I thought, wait, I just had 9 residents go through the pilot project on EBM. It would be wonderful if they became our tutors, and that was the end of their, you know, workshop. So we have interest from hematology to do it again. We have surgery who's now interested in doing the resident workshop on evidence-based medicine, and hopefully we'll get family medicine too. All of those residents will come back, I hope, to teach in the undergraduate medicine program as tutors in our EBM small groups, and it will complete their teaching. So that's really the big goal. Thinking about moving forward with transitions to clinical practice, TCP, and clerkship, it's really about thinking about the later stages of the EBM process. So this is where we're kind of going, and this is probably more challenging when we think about evaluating the entire process and applying to patient care. So if you have any ideas, I'm all ears. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to contact me, and if you have any questions now, please feel free to ask. Thank you.